This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military says Iran launched drone and missile attacks from the Islamic Republic toward Israel with 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99%. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
By Sunday morning, Biden administration officials took a victory lap for the coordinated defense against Iran's barrage. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week, as carried on X.
Israel succeeded in defending itself, and the United States certainly made good our commitment to help them do that.
Video from Iran after the attack shows people celebrating in Tehran, waving both Iranian and Palestinian flags as their country's leadership vows ongoing solidarity with Palestinians amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint after Iran's attack, reminding members of the world body that acts of reprisals involving the use of force are barred under international law.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
Iran launched the attack over a suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria on April 1st that killed top Revolutionary Guard commanders and followed months of clashes between Israel and Iran's regional allies triggered by the Gaza War. Sudan has been torn by war for a year now, torn by fighting between the military and the notorious paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Conflict has been overshadowed by the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday that his country needed help from its allies to fend off the threat from the air, just as Israel did against Iran's attack. Speaking at his nightly video address, Zelensky said that the world has seen that Israel was not alone in this defense. The threat in the sky were also destroyed by its allies. Zelensky again called for the U.S. Congress to approve a vital aid package that has been blocked by political wrangling for months. Ukraine's forces are facing new onslaughts from Russian troops in the east and daily attacks on cities and infrastructure from Russian missiles and drones. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid for Ukraine this week. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow party lawmakers. He has sat for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to the U.S. allies. It would also provide humanitarian aid for civilians in Ukraine and Gaza and funding to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly 970 million people are eligible to vote in India's national elections that start Friday and will be held in phases until June 1st. The sheer size of India's population and the logistics of ensuring every voter can cast a ballot and make for a daunting task. Results are to be announced on June 4th. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is seeking a third successive term. He will face off against a broad but flailing alliance of opposition parties that are struggling to challenge his appeal. Most surveys predict Modi's Hindu nationalist party will win comfortably, cementing him as one of the country's most popular and consequential leaders. 12 new organizations have issued a joint statement calling on presumptive presidential nominees Joe Biden and Donald Trump to agree to debates during the White House campaign. The organizations say the rich tradition that's been part of every general election since 1976 is more important than ever during what they call the polarized time. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.